Hello everyone, today we are going to learn another important topic under functional administration, that is lease and other agreements. So you may sound by hearing this subject that this concept is more having a legal aspect to it, but yes, it has legal also has a role into this topic as well as functional administration department. So we will see how functional administration department is very much connected to this topic of lease. So if you see this picture, that a key and a house has been shown. So as per the statistics, majority of the cases, that is you can say 70 to 80%, lease agreements happen for house. It is not like that the lease agreement cannot happen for other products or other services, but in industry the lease is connected majority with the household. So what is that? We will see some technical concepts involved in the lease agreement. First, a lease is a contractual agreement calling for the lessee, that means the user, to pay the lessor, the owner, for use of an asset. So broadly to put, a lease agreement is a contract between two parties, a lessor, that means a user, and a lessee, that means the owner. The lessor is the legal owner of the asset, and the lessee obtains the right to use the asset in return for rental payment. So let's take example, if the bank, particular nationalized bank, takes one premises as a prime location, instead of buying it outright, it obviously can go for a lease agreement. So in this case, if Mr. X is owning this property and he has given this property for a 3-year lease period to Bank of X. So in this scenario, Bank of X is a lessee and that owner, Mr. X, is the lessor or the owner. In the narrower term, rental agreement can be used to describe a lease in which the asset is a tangible property. So what do you mean by tangible property? So tangible property is nothing but the anything which can be touch or feel or experience. So the land or the house is a tangible property. Language use is that the user rents the land or goods are let or rented out by the owner. So it is never said that goods are rents. So rents is used only in term with the land, and goods are to be rented out. The verb to lease is less precise because it can refer to either of these actions. Then examples of lease for intangible property. So what is intangible property? Some example of intangible property. The dictionary meaning of intangible is which cannot be touched. So can you touch computer program? No. Someone may argue that we can touch the computer program on the screen, but when you are touching a computer program on the screen, you are touching the hardware, not the software. So computer program is a intangible property. So you can do a leasing agreement for intangible property also, like a computer program. Similar lease is, in this case, lease is similar to the license, but with different provisions. So the company can, let's say an antivirus company can give their code, computer program, for any multinational for lease for a period of 24 months. So in this scenario, this type of leasing is for intangible property. Then use of radio frequency, such as a contract with a cell phone provider. Again, this thing will come in the category of intangible property because we cannot touch and feel that radio frequency. But as I said, mostly the leasing agreement are used 70 to 80% for the housing thing, for the tangible property. Nowadays the leasing can be done or it is in increase, but the percentage for intangible property leasing is very less. Some common elements of a lease agreement, which includes the name of the parties of the agreement, who is the owner and who is the user, the starting date and the duration of that agreement, identifies the specific object. For example, if any premises has to be given on lease for make use of a particular bank, then obviously the street address will come. VIN. So VIN, the full form of VIN is vehicle identification number. So it is applicable only in case if you are taking a lease of any vehicle. So vehicle identification number is nothing but a universal unique chassis number that is unique for that vehicle. So mostly it is inside. So any four wheeler, if you open the bonnet on the chassis, on the engine, you will have that VIN. But again I said, this is not applicable for any household lease. Make or model, then serial number. Mostly it is applicable for printers, laptops or any electronic item. And last but not the least, provides condition for renewal or non-renewal. So next time if you want to renew this lease, the because of the value of that currency appreciates, next time the contract will require to be upgraded with more value. Or it has been mentioned that after, let's say, 3 years, the contract has been terminated without a non-renewal. So that means if you want to renew, you have to again go through this process. So in this scenario, which are the major persons involved in this agreement? So one major person involved or party is the user and one is the owner. In this scenario, the functional administrative person, that means the person who are working as a representative of the company in the personal administrative department of a organization, signs this agreement. Normally administrative manager, head of HR, vice president of admin, etc. And on behalf of the owner of that property or that product will sign. Obviously in this case, the legal person's involvement is very much crucial. So the company is having a legal tie-up with the solicitors, with the legal agencies to draft the agreement for the lease. Then has a specific consideration, a lump sum or a periodic payments for granting the use of this object. So our example, that premises has given for a lease for a period of 3 years to a particular bank, and the location of that bank is situated on, let's say, SV Road, Andheri. So in this case, a lump sum amount is been fixed, monthly amount, let's say 2 lakh per month, and it should be, the payment period has been drafted in that. Means, for example, January's amount of 2 lakh should be paid by the user to the owner by 10th of the next month. In this, if you want to draft, you can either draft it, what is the type of payment, whether it is online transfer, check, demand draft, as per the agreement clauses. Then has the provisions for a security deposit and terms for its return. Then may have a specific list of conditions which are therein described as a default conditions and specific remedies. So some conditions in the agreement that are called default conditions, that any circumstances that conditions cannot be changed. So what are the common elements of a lease agreement? So it may have other specific conditions placed upon the parties, such as need to provide insurance for loss. If user is doing any loss or any damage to the premises, then it has to provide a certain amount of insurance. Then restrictive use, that means some restrictions, like in the premises outside area, if it is on the ground floor, then it cannot be used for a parking space. So these type of restrictive use the owner can put in the lease agreement. Then which party is responsible for maintenance? Again, it is a controversial thing if it is not put in the agreement. So most of the cases the user is responsible for the maintenance. In some scenario, owner also takes care of that and he takes care of that maintenance. Then last and the most important one is the termination clause, describing what will happen if the contract is ended early or cancelled, stating the rights of parties to terminate the lease and their obligation. So in this scenario, the bank has purchased a premises on the SV Road, Andheri, for 3 years of period. So suddenly if owner wants that property, so he will include a termination clause. So in that case, he cannot dictate the terms. In this scenario, if he wants to terminate it abruptly, he has to give some amount to the user. Why he has to pay the amount to the user for termination? Because within just stipulated time of 10 days, the user cannot search alternative premises. So sufficient time should be included in this clause. Then fixed term tenancy or tenancy for a particular years. Fixed term tenancy or a tenancy for years lasts for some fixed period of time. So in our example, that bank has taken that premises for 3 years period. So it is an example of fixed term tenancy. It has a definite beginning date and definite ending date. Let's say 3 years, starting from 1st of January 2017. 3 years means 2017, 2018, 2019. So as per this period, this agreement will become null and void on 31st of after 3 years, that is 2017 2018 2019. So 3 years contract will end on 31st December 2019. So despite the name tenancy for years, such a tenancy can last for any period of time. Even a tenancy for 1 week may be called a tenancy for years. Since it is a legal term, tenancy for years, so this legal term can be used for a tenancy for week. So don't get confused in some clauses or some agreements. Tenancy for years is used and that agreement is just for few weeks. So this is a legal term, tenancy for years. So is nothing but the period for the lease. Then comes periodic tenancy. A periodic tenancy, also known as tenancy from year to year, month to month, or week to week, is an estate that exists for some period of time determined by the term of the payment of rent. So this period can vary: 24 months, 11 months. So for renting a premises, 11 month is quite a common practice, but for business premises it can rent for even weeks also. Then this is the second type, tenancy at will. A tenancy at will is a tenancy which either the landlord or the tenant may terminate at any time by given reasonable notice. So tenancy at will. So most of the thing, it is advisable to go with the periodic leasing agreement. Why? Because it is beneficial for the both the parties. Both the parties can plan. In this our bank scenario, if we are going for fixed periodic agreement, then that premises will be with the owner for fixed period of 3 years. But suppose we have gone with the tenancy at will and that termination clause is just for 15 days. And suppose bank closing is coming up and suddenly the owner says you have to vacate this premises within next 15 days, then it will be a dangerous situation for the business aspect of the owner or the user. In this case, the bank is the user. So tenancy of the will, tenancy at the will, it has certain negative factors also, but sometimes it suits. If it is suiting for the both the party, then definitely both the parties like user and owner can go with the tenancy at the will. The termination of the lease may be fixed, periodic or of indefinite duration. If it is for a specified period of time, the term ends automatically when the period expires and no notice needs to be given in the absence of legal requirements. So in our bank case, as we already taken the example, bank has taken a premises for 3 years. So in this case, after the 3 years going to be end, there is no need to give a legal notice. Automatically after the 3 year, in the first day of the 4th year, they are not, the user is not the, they cannot use legally that premises. So it automatically gets expired. So this is another advantage of periodic lease. Then the term's duration may be conditional, in which case it lasts until a specified event occurs, such as the death of a specified individual. So sometimes they may put the clause that if the owners dies during that period, then the whole agreement gets terminated. Such type of clause may be put depending on the both the parties agree. So this is called a conditional clause. A periodic tenancy is one which is renewed automatically, usually on a monthly or weekly basis. So this is another type of, you can say, sub type of periodic tenancy which can be renewed automatically, usually on a monthly or weekly basis. So most of the cases for renewal of this type of weekly or monthly basis will be not viable for a household property or a real estate household thing. But it may be useful for car. In this case, car, if you hire a lease agreement, if you hire a SUV or something for your official use, then you can renew it monthly, weekly, depending on the use. The tenancy at will lasts only as long as the parties wish it to do and may be terminated by either party without any penalty. So in this case, if the tenancy at will exists for any household premises, the owner can terminate it without any notice. Then comes rental agreements regulations in India. So rental lease generally lasts for 12 months, although many landlords opt for an 11-month lease to avoid rental control laws. So this is a very common practice. They go for 11 months thing, because as per this rental laws, if you occupy that more than that duration, more than 11 months, then that person or the user can be called as a legal tenant. So to avoid this clause, they put it, they give it for only 11 months. So after 11 months, legally owner can throw that person out from that premises. Then rental lease can usually be easily extended or shortened if negotiated with the landlord in advance. Most rental lease require a minimum occupation period equivalent to the length of lease. So some agreement they put it a specific period that is called a lock-in period. So in this our bank case, as we have taken example, that bank is taken that premises for 3-year duration, then owner may put it lock-in period of 2 years. That means what is lock-in period? That means if under any circumstances bank has to use that premises and pay that rent for minimum 2 years. So after 2 years, between 2 to 3 years, it can terminate with their mutual understanding, but within that 2 years they cannot terminate it. So why this type of locking period is beneficial? So it is beneficial for the both the parties. The user has an advantage that no one will throw that user during that stipulated time, and owner, what is the advantage for owner of this lock-in period? He will get that minimum amount of that rent or whatever that lease as per the lease agreement for that specific lock-in period.